take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there completely free. In fact, the main feature allows you to create the content of the site. Everything you see in the main column of the front page created by listeners just like you. So go there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
As we continue, we'll take your phone calls, and then if we get a chance, we'll tell you about what's the crazy proposal on the table in West Virginia as far as punishing parents for the actions of their kids in school. We'll get to that here if we get a chance. Of course, your calls come first, so let's talk first to Ty, listening in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys. Hey. And Michelle, how are y'all?
Hi, good, thank you.
What's on your mind, Ty?
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit. I just caught the tail end of the deal there about that Amazon Free Talk Live link situation.
Yes, it is now shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it seems like before anybody stepped in, you know, this guy contacted you complaining about it. It was a win-win-win situation, a three-way winning situation. You know, I always use that link when I shop at Amazon because it's going to help you guys out.
Yep,
and it helps Amazon because they get customers. So everybody was happy until something like this happens. So I'm just curious if I just don't understand why people don't realize that there are negative effects of IP or intellectual property enforcement.
Mm. Well, in this case, they were enforcing it on themselves and unnecessarily as
and
well.
It was not IP, it was their terms of service.
Although, no, it was their terms of service, but it was based on trademark law and blah, blah, blah. Like, when,
sure,
like
right.
That's what the terms are couched in, is, well, it's our trademarks. And then when they were explaining why they were coming after me for this, they were referencing and alluding to trademark law, and they got to protect their trademarks and blah 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 blah. So whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's intellectual property is at the root of their problem. They feel like they've been infringed somehow. You know, that's the only thing I can figure. I mean,
they're afraid that if they let one person do something, then somebody else is going to do something similar, and that thing will actually be an infringement. They're probably not afraid of what we're doing. They're probably afraid of something that could happen in the future. And this is kind of how it goes. Once an organization gets so big, then all they can do is protect their flanks.
I remember last year that deal with L. Neil Smith and the Shire Society Declaration.
This is a science fiction author who freaked out over some liberty lovers basically borrowing some of his ideas and creating
some verbiage.
Creating a new document that was very similar. It was kind of like a declaration of personal independence, and people can see it over at shiresociety.com.
Well, you know, I was about three-fourths of the way through one of his more known books, and it really kind of spoiled it for me, just his hysteria over somebody modifying his words to an idea that's you know, pretty common, actually. So
yeah, it's like watching a movie with O.J. Simpson in it, you know, that kind of thing. You just can't. It's hard to suspend your disbelief at that point. That this guy is anyone other than O.J. Simpson.
You know, this guy's about liberty, but he's throwing a hissy fit over this. You know, so I just salute guys like Taryn Lupo. Just this whole situation reminds me that I have to go and actually chip in some money for him and his Pirates of Savannah audio book.
Taryn is an author who, we've got to explain for people that don't know who you're referencing. Taryn is an author and a friend of the show who has written a book called Pirates of Savannah, and he's turned it into an audio book as well.
Yeah. PiratesofSavannahBook.com.
Right, and he is giving it away. And as he points out, it's for him, it's an experiment in kind of shoving away the idea of intellectual property and embracing free distribution or the freemium distribution model. And you're saying kudos to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the only win situation out of this squeeze on the Amazon Free Talk Live link is that it's prompted me to go actually give the money to Taryn that I've been meaning to do for a while.
Great. Good deal.
so, So there's something positive about it.
Well, I'm sure he appreciates the tie, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Well, it's as good a time as any to read the live read for Taryn's book. It's if you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel. It's called The Pirates of Savannah, and it's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-off all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discovering a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and is loaded with real, obscure historical events that time has nearly erased and buried. Taryn's doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free, also the audiobook. You can check it out at piratesofsavannahbook.com. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
All right, so let's continue here with your phone calls. David in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Greetings, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Eve should have went home after walking in the garden. Adam had dinner all waiting and ready for her, man.
And flowers, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, you know what happened to them birds, man?
What happened?
They hit the debt ceiling.
Oh!
Hey, they had blue stuff on their beaks, man. They were drinking out of something. You know, only one species. That's what got me, you know. I think there was one duck. He must have been hanging out with them guys, man.
Or maybe when they fell from the sky, they fell and hit him, and he plummeted.
And they must have fell in the river and then poisoned the river, and that's how all the fish got dead, you know.
Well, I don't know. There are all kinds of theories.
So they don't want to talk about the how come only one type of bird got it. You know?
Well, the reason why that happens is in many cases because of a disease.
Birds of a feather flock together also.
How come another bird like down the road a little bit didn't fall out of the sky? I'm
birds
sure
are
there
different.
Was other birds around.
You totally sound like Rocky Balboa.
You've never heard Dave before?
No.
This is your first time hearing
Dave?
This
is my first time.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
He totally does.
Hello, Miss Michelle.
Oh, take me for a skate.
the reason could be multiple. I mean, they have pointed out that the birds might have been scared by fireworks. I don't know if I believe that one, but they
how come other birds weren't? There's other little sparrow guys.
Yeah, but the similar birds fly together when they're migrating, so it would make sense.
A big flock of birds is always the same kind of bird.
Another bird could have been close by.
Maybe, but it was at nighttime, so what are the odds of that? I mean, we're talking about 11:30.
They don't fly at night. Come on.
Which is why it was very unusual why this happened. And if it was a disease that hit them, then that could have been an explanation as to why it didn't hit other birds as well.
That school ticket you were talking about. That's crazy, man.
You're all over the place tonight.
I started in the Garden of Eden, and then we discussed birds, and now you're going for
tickets. On hold for a little bit. The school ticket got my attention because I'd still be in jail, I think, because I got in trouble a lot for playing Wipeout on the desk.
What is Wipeout? The Fat Boy song?
Yeah, the Wipeout.
The
original Wipeout.
The Beach Boys.
It was even before the Beach Boys.
They did a remake? Wipeout was a remake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? Of who?
Yeah. It's a drum solo thing, man, and it was wild. I was like in fifth grade, so that must have been
Where did
wild.
You go to school?
Oh, in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm in Montana now. I joined the Marine Corps.
But you were part of the Jersey Shore kind of people, or what?
I used to hang out at Seaside Heights, man. JR's.
There you go.
Bruce Springsteen used to be just in a regular old little band that played in this place.
Those
JR's.
Were the days, eh?
Yeah.
I love you, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I agree with him, though. I mean, the ticketing, the students... Some of the things they're ticketing people for are just so typical. They're so kid. I mean, there's somebody got a ticket because he mooned someone on the bus. I mean, that stuff happens all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be like, well, like David, I'd be in jail still.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of crazy school stories, hopefully we'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on in West Virginia, where they're talking about some pretty severe punishments for parents if their kids are bad. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you for free, and those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, no worries. They're right there on the front page, top of the website. The last week's worth is there for you. And then if you click into the archive section, it'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all completely free for you. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.freetalklive.com, and you'll also get your first month completely free, HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue and take your phone calls about anything. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I was going to mention something else, but the religious discussion intrigued me. I think what we have to do is realize that, I think I mentioned on Friday, one of the earliest fraternal societies was the Brotherhood of the Snake, which goes back to ancient mystery Babylon well over 750,000 years ago. The snake was personified as a wise animal, the wisest because it was basically unseen and could kill its prey, you know, very swiftly. And I think you have to realize, even in the Old Testament, there's an admonition that was made. It may be taken out of the King James Bible, but in the Old Testament, it's part of the Torah, where God commands those to be as wise as snakes or as wise as serpents. Now, what's very interesting is the serpent first appears in the second volume of the Epic Gilgamesh by the Tree of Life, where we have Enkidu and Enkidu, which was the nature spirit or the nature child, that the Enki, or the god of the Anunnaki, or the figure perceived as Lucifer, being divine light, that created the world. So in a sense, there was a direct correlation in that epic. Now, what's interesting, that was appropriated in the Torah, or the Old Testament, and most of the
because
Old
you claim that the Epic of Gilgamesh predates the Torah.
Oh yes, it does.
And isn't it interesting that you claim that the Epic of Gilgamesh is factual, and yet there's
no. Let me finish. I never said that. Let me finish. These are myths that have to be interpreted. I would interpret the Moses seeing the burning bush. He never sees God. The burning bush doesn't speak. He's blinded by the burning bush. I believe those were the Anunnaki making monoatomic gold, which was the, which was actually used to open the pineal gland that created an interdimensional portal. And if we look at Zachariah Sitchin's work with his, I would say, questionably translated Sumerian tablets, that seems to be there. We know that in the...
You know, I agreed with you right up to... I don't know about the pineal gland and the...
Well, let's just go beyond that. The point I'm trying
to say
is...
Now, Frank.
I
want to back you up on something. Would you give me a moment here? I want to back you up. Frank, hang on a second. I'm going to back you up. Yeah, of course Gilgamesh is older than the Bible, and Frank is absolutely right in that myths have been passed down through the years. The Bible
How do you know that the Epic of Gilgamesh is older than the Bible?
The Bible borrows a bunch of stuff from religions that had come before it.
Correct.
And it's not a, the Bible is not an original piece of work in any way,
shape, or form.
You're making these claims. I'm just waiting for the proof.
Do some research in the area of biblical hermeneutics. You'll notice that the Torah, or the Jewish Old Testament, only came into existence in its present form in the year 1000 A.D. So it's very interesting. At the time of Christ, you basically had the text...
Well, the sea, scrolls were found in 600 A.D., but whatever.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The sea, Dead Sea Scrolls were found in 600 A.D., but you, okay.
No, no, I'm not talking about that. We're talking way beyond that. And remember that the Epic Gilgamesh was actually, you know, recorded on clay tablets, and those have been carbon dated. So they're well beyond, you know, the Bible, or, you know, they go back at least 50,000 years, probably more. You'll have some, scholars stating that they go back, you know, well over 700,000 years. You'll have members of the Illuminati in certain areas saying that they go back to 750,000 years and maybe beyond that. And so what I want to say is this.
That's a heck of a story.
What I want to say is this. It is one heck of a story. And the point is, as Joseph Campbell said, we have to interpret the myths and understand what the icons are. And the snake does exist. The snake was in all sorts of religious cultures. In fact, if you go back to the caduceus, the medical symbol or logo, you have the wings of Mercury with the two snakes around the rod. And, you know, that was the icon for healing, and it meant it has its own unique mythology. And I think you have to look at the cultures to decipher that. But the point is, you have to interpret all religious writings. None of them were written by God. All of those texts were written by men. Other men and women, often to keep people
to
in their place from achieving happiness and emancipation.
When you understand that,
it becomes very simple.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. I know, Michelle, it's got to be tough to deal with this, but the Christians were not
original. Deal with what?
The Christians were not original. The people that wrote the Bible borrowed those stories, a lot of them. They borrowed them from earlier concepts, and they kind of basically rewrote them. They did the same thing with Christmas. I mean, they borrowed that from the pagans.
There's no mention in the Bible of Christmas, Ian, you silly goose.
I understand what he's saying, that the term was co-opted.
Borrowed it.
What he's saying is that Muslims...
No, I think pagans... The use of the Christmas tree is a pagan ritual.
Right.
That's right.
Christians... I've never seen a connection. I've never been to church on Christmas and seen a Christmas tree in the church.
Oh, yeah, there's Christmas trees.
Really? For real? You've never seen that?
No. Sure. Really? For sure. Yes, I've never seen a Christmas tree.
I've seen it plenty
of
time.
Okay, so all y'all are Christians. All y'all don't go to church, but you've seen plenty of
church. And all you have to do is say the word Christmas on talk radio, and I guarantee you we're going to get three calls saying, they're trying to steal our Christmas. The atheists are taking over America, and they're taking Christmas from us. It's a Christian nation, at like just that kind of the persecution complex from 300 AD.
I'm not trying to attack the Christians or anything like that. I think a lot of these stories were borrowed because they're good stories. I mean, they wanted to impart certain values.
No Christian would say that the Muslims didn't get their religion to some extent from Christianity, and certainly from a large extent from the.
Well, that's because Abraham's the father of both Isaac and Ishmael,
and a great deal of stuff is in the Torah. No Christian would claim that
they have the same dad.
No Christian would claim
they're stepbrothers.
Yeah, but there's a lot more to the Torah, to the Quran that corresponds with the holy books than
do you know
just
what the Torah is?
The Torah is what the Jewish stuff.
The Septuagint, the first five books of the Bible.
No, the
Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, and Leviticus.
We'll come back with more.
800-259-9231.
It's bigger than that. I've seen it.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and tonight it's Ian here.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, so by the way, if you want to have a chance at liberty in your lifetime, the best chance, I think you should join the Free State Project. If you love freedom, if you understand what it means to be free, that, you know, you should be able to live your life however you want, as long as you don't aggress against peaceful people, and that you respect your neighbors and you honor their choices and let them live life how they want to. If you get that, if you understand freedom, then go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up for the Free State Project. That's why the three of us are here tonight together. We never would have known one another had it not been for the Free State Project. And so you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. There are over 10,600 people that have signed up for it so far. We're looking to hit 20,000, although some of us, like us, have not waited until the 20,000 mark. We've made the move early, Mark and myself, over 4 years ago. Michelle, within the last year.
Yes.
And so come on up here and join the fun at freestateproject.org. As we continue here, taking your phone calls, let's talk to Charles, listening in West Virginia, WVTS. Hello, Charles. Charles, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I just, when stuff that happened in Arizona happened, the shooting and everything, it just kind of amazed me, because the parallels between that and what happened in Virginia Tech. At Virginia Tech, there was a lot of people afraid of that guy that did the shooting.
And sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you. Can you talk right into your phone?
Yeah. There were a lot of people afraid of that fella in Arizona. And but I'd like to see some kind of a way that, like, if you want to buy a gun that is put in the paper or something like that.
Well, it's a terrible idea. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Kind of hard to understand it, but basically saying that people were scared of these people and that there should have been some sort of a more stringent process. In fact, the guy in Arizona, I believe I read that he passed the FBI background check. So calling for a more stringent way of, you know, put something out in the newspaper to let people know this so-and-so is trying to buy a gun, and if you think he's crazy, you should be able to call in and stop him from it or something like that, right? I mean, it's a bad idea.
Well, the suggestion, the idea is that you're somehow, that the you know, the people that shouldn't have guns, and I'll agree that both neither this you fellow or the Loeffner fellow should have had a weapon. I agree. I think those guys are dangerous. But do you really think you could have kept them from getting one? I mean, I personally am a convicted felon. It's illegal for me to own a gun. I don't have one. The reason is it's illegal.
But I know people who sell you one.
If I want a gun, I can have it before midnight. I swear to you people, I can have a gun before midnight. So your stinking laws to keep you protected, they aren't doing anything but disarming me and making it so I can't protect my family.
All that's gonna
These
do.
Are nothing but victim disarmament laws. They have nothing to do with keeping criminals away from guns.
People that want to get guns are going to be able to get guns if they're criminal minded, they're going to go through whatever channels they need to, whether they steal them from someone who's legitimately owned them. Remember the guys in Columbine? They didn't own those guns. Those kids? They didn't own those guns. Where'd they get them? They broke into, I think it was their grandpa's gun cabinet or something like that, and loaded up. So they'll steal them, or even if they don't know somebody, they know where to get a gun, they're going to break in there and steal it, or they'll know somebody in the black market who will sell them a gun with all the serial numbers rubbed off of it and all of that stuff, so none of the tracking means anything. You're completely right, Mark. It's a total control mechanism against the rest of us who would be so-called law-abiding people who then get caught up. You need to get a gun quick. Maybe there's somebody who's calling to threaten you or your wife or something like that, and you feel like you need to get a gun like right away. Then sorry, you've got to wait. There's a waiting period, and we've got to put your name in the newspaper and see what people think about you first before we let you have a gun. I mean, that's not going to help people that really need it, is it? It's a bad idea. Freedom is a good idea, and with freedom, what we would have then is anybody who wants to have a gun would be able to have one. And so if you maybe had more people that were in that situation in Arizona, in that parking lot, where there's plenty of members of the general public around, you got a situation like that, and you've got people that own guns, I can guarantee you that would have probably gone differently had he tried it in New Hampshire, right, where anybody can carry a weapon openly without any sort
this
of government.
This is Arizona. I mean, they have even less restrictive gun laws than New Hampshire. But they just recently gone to that.
That's not true, is it?
I believe Arizona has the least restrictive in the nation now, after just recently, though. So the tides haven't really changed in the way people view weapons and that kind of thing. Hmm. But imagine a culture where not one guy in the crowd, because there was one guy in the crowd that had a gun, but half of the people in the crowd had a gun, or more than half. Jared Loeffner would have never gotten up there in the first place.
He might have gotten one shot off, but he wouldn't have gotten much further than that.
Yeah, the aides to camp to the congressperson there, they would have put one in him real quick.
No amount of government, no amount of extra laws would have stopped that guy from doing what he did.
Right. What's a cop going to do in that circumstance? He's going to pull out a gun. He's going to shoot Jared Loeffner. Where are the cops? Well, they weren't there to protect her. Who's going to do the protecting? Somebody who has a gun.
Let's continue and talk to Melvin, listening to WTAR in Norfolk. Melvin, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Super. What's on your mind?
Great. This is my first time calling. I was responding to the conversation y'all was having about the Torah and the Christianity episode.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment. As far as the Torah, I do believe the Torah came before the Bible. And also, I wanted to expound upon that about Darwinism and creationism.
Sir.
How could something come from nothing as far as creation? I'm a Christian myself, and I believe in creation. And I don't believe in the Big Bang theory, so to speak.
You don't think God could have created what he created with a Big Bang?
No. I believe in creationism. I believe that God created it. I don't believe in the Big Bang theory.
Right. Well, I'm asking you.
I don't see how nothing could come from nothing.
I'm asking you a question. Could God have created everything that we have here today through a Big Bang?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's good. Very interesting.
Okay. It can come from nothing if God creates it, right?
Okay, very interesting. Okay, but still, that means God created it, right?
It would. I mean, that's the way I choose to explain the origins of the universe. I don't know that I'm right. I'm certainly not going to go over to the Middle East and fight a war over it. But I, that's what I believe.
Okay. I just wanted to make, I mean, it had to come from somewhere. I don't believe that all this, all that we have, this Earth, that could come from nothing.
I find it difficult to imagine. I can't certainly fathom 4 billion
exactly.
years, but I find it so, I find the variety of life on this planet to be so unique and so amazing that my little mind cannot explain it without some kind of
intelligent
involved.
Design of some sort.
Some kind of creator
exactly.
involved.
So
that doesn't mean I believe the Bible, because I certainly don't.
Mm-hmm.
So are we to leave that up to chance that all this happened by circumstance?
No, he's saying that he, in fact, does believe that there's intelligent design. He believes in intelligent design theory, that there is a creator behind all of this.
But not that it all popped into existence on one 7-day period. That that maybe if there is,
I just don't hinge my faith on that.
Yeah, I agree with that. As long as there's an intelligent design, but I don't believe everything happened just by a whim.
Thanks for that, Melvin. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call at 800.
Right, thank you.
Yep, thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here.
I believe that the creation story is just it's an allegory,
yeah.
a little story that was created by people who were, 4,000 years ago, Bronze Age guys trying to explain the world to their kids in a way that they could understand. And, I'm fine with it from that standpoint.
That's how I feel about it. I mean, that's why I asked you earlier, Michelle, you really actually believe it word for word. You really believe that, it was 7 days and everything was made in 7 days.
Christians don't.
Honestly, I don't care. I mean, that's the thing, is I have no way to verify or prove that it was 7 days or that one day represented 100 years or a million
years.
Years.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
you're open-minded on it then.
Yeah, and my faith isn't, less or more because of it.
That much is absolutely the case. I wasn't besmirching your faith. I was just curious to your beliefs. 800-259-9231. You can take control.
Come over here.
Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish of M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. I'm not going to bother giving out the number. We're loaded up with calls. So if you're on the line and we don't get to you, don't worry. We do this three hours a night, six nights a week. So if you didn't get on tonight, call the beginning of the show tomorrow and you're good to go. 800-259. Oh, damn it. I just thought I wouldn't give it out. You think I haven't done this before? All right, so freetalklive.com is our website. You can go there and enjoy the various features that we have, which include various interactive measures, our chat room, our bulletin board system, and more. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help promote Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We go to Barry listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Barry. Barry in West Virginia. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was waiting for you all to comment about the school board in West Virginia. They're punishing parents for something.
Well, it's not the school board. It's actually it's rare that I talk about proposed laws because I think that a lot of the time they get overruled or they don't pass. But just as a kind of an indicator of where things are going, if you take what's happening in Texas into account, where they're ticketing thousands of kids every single year for just silly nonsense. In West Virginia, according to ParentDish.com, there's a bill that's been proposed wherein if your child misses 10 days or more of school, you would get a warning.
In a quarter or a semester?
Not made clear. You'd get a warning after the fifth unexcused absence, and then later, parents would lose their driver's licenses.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my nephew, his son is 17 years old. He got a call from the magistrate in Putnam County, the county that I live in, and the magistrate wants to see my nephew, which is the father of the child that's missing. I think he missed 17 days and a quarter or something.
Wait,
like
your
that.
Son is 17?
No.
Or your grandson is 17?
No, my
grandnephew.
Thank you, my grandnephew.
He's
17, and they're going to punish my nephew for him missing school.
In what way?
That I'm not sure, but they wanted to see my nephew, the father of the child. The magistrate wanted to see him. So my nephew said, well, damn, I'll just have him quit school.
Absolutely.
You know, there comes a time when I think it's unconstitutional to punish someone for someone else's actions. Now, I understand
whether it's unconstitutional or not, it's certainly against natural rights.
It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'd like to tell you that I went through New Hampshire, and it's a beautiful state. Loved the state.
By the way, I'd just like to comment that your nephew did the right thing. I mean, getting your kids out of the government school is the best thing that you can do. It is it's something that will limit your liability. It will also open their horizons as far as what they can learn and how they can learn. And it's, you know, whether you homeschool or you put them in a private school or you do unschooling,
right,
getting them out of the clutches of the government school is the best thing that I think a parent can
do. I wholeheartedly agree. And Mount Washington scared me to death. So I don't know if you're near there, but if you go up there,
doesn't it snow year round?
Actually, Omar's going up there for 4 days.
This is your son?
Yes, my son is going up for a winter camping trip up there, and it can
that
get
may be crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
He's going to die.
That's nuts.
That is a horrible thing to say.
It's January. It gets as low as -200 degrees on there.
It's the moon.
I don't scare easy, but my wife drove up. And I drove down, and it was
scary.
Oh, it was white knuckle.
What time of the year were you there?
September.
Wow.
And it was gorgeous. We had beautiful weather. We got married 2 years ago. We had a Scottish wedding, and we went to Nova Scotia, and we went to Maine.
There's no doubt that it is a beautiful place to live. And I used to live in Florida. I was a Florida native. Was there for 26 years. And having seasons is a really neat thing. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
I'm glad that people have such fond memories of New Hampshire.
It's beautiful here.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. And the contrast helps with the beauty because you see so much change over a year's time. I mean, it goes from
it was minus nine today.
Yeah.
I love watching the snow from inside my warm house.
Yeah. All right, so let's continue, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dan is also listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Dan. Dan in West Virginia. Going once. Dan in West Virginia going twice. Hello, you're on the air.
Am I here?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries.
I was trying to answer you. I was sat across your show, and I really like it, but I would like to address one issue about the people with concealed carry during the Arizona shooting.
Yes, sir.
There was at least two people there that were armed with concealed weapons. One of them actually tackled the guy.
I thought it was just one. Okay.
Now, there was another one that was about to draw fire on him, but the other guy tackled him. And I would like to say that not only did those people react admirably, they did use great judgment and restraint in taking him down in that manner instead of spraying the crowd with bullets.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point.
That's pretty much all I have to say.
Right.
Thanks,
I appreciate your call. Thanks, Dan. Nice to hear from you. Thank you, 800-259-9231. Nice to hear new people discovering the show.
You'd like to imagine if somebody has a concealed carry permit that they'd be able to get the gun more quickly than to let a guy with a 30-round clip, you know, spray the crowd. But, you know, when things are going on, it's the fog of the moment, you know, shrapnel's flying, bits of, you know, the asphalt popping up. I imagine it's difficult.
We're going to go to Pete, listening in New Hampshire. Pete from LibertyOnTour.com.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Pete. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little shout-out to George Donnelly. Today he did a number of interviews with some activists, freedom-oriented activists, and what he called Civil Disobedience TV. I just put a link to that site on the Free Talk Live Facebook group.
Okay, cool. Is it something you can easily give on the air?
The link? It's livestream.com/civdis, /folder.
Okay, so it probably is easiest to just go to Facebook and go to the Free Talk Live group. You can just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. You just popped it up right there. Yes, Pete?
Right on. Yeah, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to George for putting this together, and it was cool. Ademo and myself from copblock.org, libertyandtour.com, were fortunate to speak with him, and we've watched a couple of the other ones. We watched the one with Ethan and the one with John Bush so far, and they're all really insightful to see where different folks in the movement are coming from. So
yeah, he's done a bunch of interviews all day. I think he did some yesterday too, where he's just been talking to various different people that are involved in
kind of celebrate MLK Day.
Yeah, and right, the spirit of MLK Day, and you know, to focus on different people doing civil disobedience or who have done civil disobedience. And he interviewed me for it as well, which, you know, was an honor. And George Donnelly is a great activist. I mean, he's really one of the doers. He's the guy behind WeWon'tFly.com, for folks that might remember the TSA controversy that boiled up a few weeks ago around Thanksgiving holiday. He was the guy putting all that together and doing a bunch of the interviews for it.
He's also been working on
George and Jim Babb as well.
That's right.
He's also been working on gathering people together in the event that Julian Assange is brought over here to go and protest and hand out jury nullification information at that site as well.
Hey, Pete, welcome back to New Hampshire. I know that you and Demo have... is it a Demo or a Demo? I keep
Demo!
A Demo, like A-D-A-Y.
But isn't he spelling it with an E in it?
That's correct.
Okay, just trying to confuse people.
Ian is with an I, not I-Ann.
Anyway,
it works.
Welcome back to New Hampshire. You guys are going to be here for a little while at least, so we're glad to have you back, and I'm sure we'll get you guys in here to you know, guest host on the show one of these nights.
Sounds good, Ian.
Thanks, Pete. Have a great night. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Okay. I wanted to say real quick that a friend of mine, Maria, her son was nearly ticketed for not showing up to work, but she knows the police in the area, and so she knows the guy.
For school or for work? Wait, hold on. Her son was ticketed for not showing up to work or for school?
For school.
Okay,
I'm sorry, did I say work?
Yeah.
And so, but she knows the police, so she was able to prevent them from giving her a ticket.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse here. You know, the fact that he was going to get a ticket for not showing up to school, or that she could, because she knows people, she can talk her way out of it where other people would get the ticket.
Yeah, we're short on time. Thanks for the story. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Alex in New Jersey briefly. Alex, you got the last 20 seconds.
Hey, I just wanted to say that regarding the Lochner case, people are afraid to step up because they fear prosecution. And regarding religion, people should not be afraid to say, I don't know. More people should be honest and say, I don't know.
That's a great point. A great couple points to wrap the show out. The point being that in the Lochner situation, people are afraid to take action because they're worried about being charged with something after the fact. And it's a legitimate fear. Mm-hmm. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
Michelle.
And Mark. There we go. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.